Welcome to the LAA Podcast special series dedicated to celebrating the International Association of Law Enforcement Intelligence Analysts, or ILEA's 40th year anniversary. This series will cover a variety of topics, including the history of the association, what current local chapters are doing, the certification, training, the future of the association, and much more. Please join us in congratulating the members of the association, and let's jump into this episode where we can hear from some of the most influential members.
Thank you for joining me. My name is Jason Elder, and today we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the International Association of Law Enforcement Intelligence Analysts. Specifically, we're talking about ILEA chapters and their impact on the association and its members. Today, I have a panel of three. First off is Phil. Phil, will you please introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name's Phil Powell. I am currently on the international board as the chapter's director.
Very good. And then Kelly, will you introduce yourself?
My name's Kelly Kimsey. I am the current interim president for the Northern Florida chapter here in Tallahassee, Florida. And I've been a member of ILEA since the early 2000s and an officer within the chapter since about 2007, 8, 9-ish.
Good. And then Loxley?
Hello, everyone. My name is Lox Weitz and Vice President of the ILEA Jamaica chapter, and I've been a member of ILEA since 2011.
I think the first thing we need to do is define what a chapter is. Phil, you want to take that one?
Sure. The chapters basically, from our perspective in ILEA, form the bedrock of the organization. It is an opportunity for our members, our global members, to come together in their geographical or their judicial settings, locations. And it's a focal point for ILEA to be able to roll out its training at a localized level and also be a point of contact for analysts in the various areas, regions, and countries in which ILEA has a footprint.
Is it safe to say they're almost mini associations in a way? So they're going to have their own leadership training. Some even will have conferences and meetings and collaboration efforts. Is that safe to say?
Absolutely. The chapters represent that local representation for the association and provides training, mentorship options, as well as tremendous networking within the local environment between all aspects of law enforcement intelligence analysts. A reason to come together, to bounce ideas off each other, and to be very much the soundboard for our members at localized levels, providing feedback into the bigger organization.
In terms of the history of the chapters, do you know what the first chapter was?
Yeah, records indicate that Golden West out in California were one of the very first chapters ever formed. And indeed, back in the day, in the early parts of ILEA, when the chapters were there, they actually were the ones that hosted what is now the international annual training event that we co-host with LEIU. The chapters were those conference holders. I know the South Florida chapter was a very, very early formed chapter. And in fact, several of the early ILEA conferences were held and organized and arranged by the South Florida chapter. I guess everybody likes to travel to Florida, right?
Yes.
Particularly in the fall. So they were instrumental in getting some of these more broader conferences put together. And they were the bedrock, really, for the now what is currently very popular annual training event that we have.
Kelly, specifically talking about Northern Florida, then I'm assuming that Northern Florida has its own unique style as a chapter.
Well, I wouldn't consider it a unique style. Florida is a rather large state within our country, and we only have two chapters that support it, one in the north and one in the south. So we do have, you know, a good substantial amount of analysts, not the largest chapter, but I think we constantly are getting anywhere between 60 to 70 chapter members a year, and then sometimes being upwards to 100, sometimes being a little lower, just depends on the year. We've had obviously a rough year with COVID lately, but we here in North Florida, when we took over the officers that have been going for the past, say, about 13 years now, we just feel that the chapter is probably one of the most beneficial aspects of ILEA in the sense that you get that one-on-one analyst-to-analyst platform where we're learning from each other and talking with each other. And that's been a big backbone of what we feel the chapter here in North Florida should be doing, which is allowing us to network and truly learn from each other. So if that's a little different than other chapters, to be fair, I try to tell everybody that's what you should be doing, because I think that that's what analysts here like and enjoy and why they keep coming back every year and why we keep getting new members every year as well. So
how many members do you have in the chapter, and how many either meetings or conferences do you typically have in a year?
Our attendance as far as membership in each year varies from year to year, but we have approximately anywhere between 65 to 100 members each year. And of course, with either people leaving the area or retiring or whatnot, and then of course, new analysts coming in. We have a lot of new analysts coming in out of the major colleges here in North Florida. Every year we gain a good, I'd say probably 10 to 20 members, new members coming in. But then of course that attrition of older members leaving. But we have, with that, we have about four meetings that we provide our members quarterly, one in January, April, July, October. And within those chapter meetings, short of this past year for COVID, we get together, we have a relevant speaker that's talking usually on some type of trending topic, which allows some people to see new things that they might not deal with every day in their job, or something that they are dealing with every day, and gets people discussion going on, and very beneficial. The speakers is one of the best parts of it. Having someone locally who comes in and talks about something in the meeting that's relevant is beneficial. But also within it is a roundtable discussion that we have at every meeting that is led by our chapter officers, which includes myself and the vice president, secretary, and the treasurer, where we actually, I don't want to say we force, but we encourage people to share their ideas, share their problems, share their new tips and tricks that they learn every day as an analyst. I've been an analyst for almost 28 years now, maybe. I don't want to say how many years. It actually don't make me feel old. But I learn something new every day. Everything is changing with technology. And so to share that knowledge with other analysts, and to also have even new analysts come in the room and feel like they shared something, that they actually had something that other people didn't know, where they think, well, I'm just brand new. I didn't even know that I could have something to share with other people. And so we really encourage that in our roundtable and getting people talking and discussing things that are going on and problems they may be having, or even success stories. Again, it's all about leadership in the chapter itself, and making sure that we are pushing, which is the main core of what ILEA is, which is the professionalism and the growth of the intelligence analytical profession, so that we can show, hey, we're out here, we can do great stuff, and we can benefit you and your investigations and learn from each other. That's the biggest thing.
And then Loxley, how would you describe the Jamaican chapter?
The Jamaica chapter itself continues to grow from strength to strength. We started in 2011 with 10 members, and this has grown to 111 members. Over the years, we held several trainings, several meetings, and the feedback is always excellent. Everyone is eager to network, eager to learn, and to develop that professional analytical capability. We've held field trainings, technical workshops that involve not only the analysts, but also managers and analyst supervisors, and just to expose them to the role of analysts and their contribution to the various security, various organizations. We also held virtual town hall meetings, especially in light of this pandemic. We had to go virtual, but normally it's held in a physical location, and everyone is able to network with everyone, and that's how we meet, we learn, and we grow as a body.
And when you did get a chance to meet in person, was it well attended? Because in terms of Jamaica, Jamaica's not very big, so folks don't have to travel very far to get to the one location. Did you normally have a pretty good turnout?
Yes, we normally do. We have several partner organizations that are eager to learn and eager to network. The turnout, what the Jamaica chapter has done specifically is we tend to tie our meetings with trainings, right? So the coordination and everything is done at one location, and people really appreciate that.
And Phil, there's 19 total chapters. What's the process of creating a chapter?
Okay, well, we're always looking to encourage our chapters when we have clusters of individuals, ILEA members in particular areas or areas of growth. So the minimum standard is you need at least 10 members in good standing to form a chapter. It can be more, but it has to be a minimum of 10. And then you have to have the ability to have at least two officers. You must have a president. You must have a treasurer minimum as your officer cadre. Obviously, most of the established chapters have a full complement of officers, but that's the minimum you need. These are all taken up by tremendous volunteers, and I want to pay credit to all the people involved in the chapters, from the presidents through to the treasurers, the secretaries, the trainers, officers, and all these people that are voluntary posts who give up their time to organize it. They are really, really make a difference to the organization, its ability to operate. So they're absolutely critical. And we've got some absolutely outstanding officers right across the board in our chapters, both based in the US and internationally. And their input is crucial and critical for the maintenance of the chapters, because sustainability is one of the key areas we have to look at all the time. People come and go, they move jobs, they get promoted, they change careers on occasions. And it's really important for sustainability. We've got Kelly here, who's obviously the Northern Florida has kept going right the way through. But as she mentioned earlier, that can fluctuate. You know, numbers can fluctuate up or down. And it's really the energy of those officers and their tremendous ideas and drives around holding events, identifying the right training, putting training events together, which all take time and what they do. Some areas were able to flourish. Locksley's area there, Jamaica, they took a very, very good stance, and they managed to get buy-in at national level to support the whole idea of ILEA, to get that training base, that consistency of message, that quality of professionalism across the board. So they've obviously embarked the chapter there. They've had several of the foundations of intelligence analyst training run by ILEA courses, which means all their analysts across the island, whether they're which enforcement agency they're from, all have the same baseline training and the foundational training courses, which is a really, really good start point to have all your analysts coming from the same standardization across the board. This also makes the analysts interchangeable between departments, which is a real coup. So if you can get that high level buy-in for organizations, you'd mentioned earlier about, Jason, about the ability to travel. Again, one of the challenges that chapters have is sometimes members, ILEA members, don't find it easy to either travel or get time away from their job to attend these meetings. So the higher level buy-in by organizations, and in Jamaica's case, the government and some of the other international ones, is really critical in supporting ILEA from aspect, allowing the growth in those countries and jurisdictions. So it's really good and really incumbent that we have that leadership that the officers bring, and that enthusiasm and that drive to maintain and keep the chapters delivering to what the members want. And what they do out there really, really drives and keeps ILEA at the forefront of our profession.
So if an analyst is a member of a chapter, are they automatically a member of ILEA?
To become a member of a chapter, you're required to actually be an ILEA member. First and foremost, the chapters come from that. But obviously, we rely heavily on the chapters recruiting. And as Kelly would have alluded to, they are very robust in their recruitment by being out there. We really rely heavily on the chapters there to be our local recruiters of analysts by promoting ILEA through its events. So in order to become a chapter member, you first need to really become obviously an ILEA member, and then you can find your localized chapter. We've spent some time recently looking at our membership spread geographically and identified areas that currently don't have a chapter where there are numbers of ILEA members, with a view to try and expand that, because I really do believe that the chapter network growth is where ILEA can really have its benefits, and it can also draw in those members on a localized level to expand the membership, the knowledge base, and our ability to move forward as an association.
Kelly, did you want to add to that?
No, I think that he hit the mark on the head, in that a lot of times, I know here in Florida, one of the things we did change was, originally our meetings were for ILEA members only, for our chapter meetings. And that's one of the things that we actually took a step and changed when we first took over back in the late 2000s, because what that did was we allowed law enforcement analysts to attend a chapter meeting to see if they thought that this was something that they could benefit from. So what we did was, instead of saying, oh, our chapter meetings are only for ILEA members, we went ahead and said, if you're interested, you can pass this along to anyone. We shared our announcements to anybody that was in the analytical field and said, come along. Now, of course, we didn't want you to just keep coming along and never join. So we did keep track of that. However, that was our whole main point, was to say, to be able to recruit, we said, what do people want to know? We want to say, what can you give me? What, as an analyst coming in the door, are you going to offer me to say, I want to be a member of ILEA? So that's what we did. And so we allowed people to come and see what we had to offer and see what type of, roundtable discussion that we had going on, and what they could learn, or tips they could pick up, or techniques they could use. And it really benefited. It really drove our membership. And that, like I said, when we started out in the late, about 2008, 2009, we only had like 9 members. And within the next 5 years, we quadrupled that amount. And we did that by doing exactly what I said, which is showing people that this is something that, to me, the chapters are the backbone of ILEA, because although ILEA offers some tangible benefits in reference to contacts and trainings and the FIAT program and the membership directory and all different variations of things that they can offer, the one-on-one contact, short of that one-year meeting that we have, the one-on-one contact where somebody can actually feel that they're a part of something or they're learning something, is through those chapters. And that's why I'm very pro chapter, and I feel that that's where we can really make a difference and show, not only within the analyst community, but Phil hit on, the command staff of law enforcement agencies and of the government higher up levels, to show, hey, this is a profession that is still growing, still learning, still out there trying to make a difference and learn and contribute. So, and I think that we've won them over, and at least here in North Florida, been able to show that it's a benefit for your analysts to be a part of this group and what can come out of it. So I agreed with everything Phil said.
So with the ILEA application for membership then, is, and forgive me, I filled it out, but I can't remember, is there a section there that you can designate if you want to then be assigned to a chapter or be a chapter member?
Phil, can I get this one? It's a good question, because one of the things that I dealt with when I first became president was the fact that there would be members in North Florida, or within my region of responsibility, I call it, that would join ILEA the International, which is, and became an ILEA member. And I didn't have any knowledge of that. I didn't know that someone down in Port St. Lucie or somewhere had joined ILEA. And I went to International and said, hey, we need to be able to communicate between the International and the chapters to say, FYI, here, you joined us, and that's great. This is a wonderful organization, but FYI, there's a chapter in your area that you can benefit from as well. So what we did back then is ILEA International started providing the chapter presidents with all new members that were joining every once a month, maybe they sent a list that allowed us to then reach out to those individual members, because you have to be an International member prior to a chapter member. And then that way, when somebody in my area of responsibility joined, I reached out to them and said, hey, welcome to ILEA, and here's the North Florida chapter. If you can, even if you can't attend every meeting, we'll send you training announcements, job announcements. We'll send you all the, meeting minutes of all the information that we've talked about during our meetings. And so, that's one of the benefits. Now, that's the reverse, where you have joining ILEA and then a chapter. But then you have where they came to my meeting because I reached out to them. They said, yeah, this is great. I think this is something I want to do. At which point I say, great. If you want to be a part of the chapter, you're going to need to be an ILEA member. So here's the ILEA member application. And a part of that application is where you have to have a sponsor. And the sponsor is another ILEA member. And you can also have a chapter sponsorship, which you can say the actual chapter sponsors them as being an ILEA member. So that benefits us in that they see that possibly there's a chapter out there for this person to be a part of ILEA. So there has been some talk about how to better communicate with that. And I think we've come a long way in the last about 10 years on how we make sure that they know that these chapters are out there and we can benefit them.
Yeah, certainly what happens these days is that there's a weekly chapter president's report made, where everybody that's joined that week, it goes out on a Friday to all the chapter presidents, given an entire list of the new members and where they are located. So that obviously gives the chapter presidents and the chapter officers there the opportunity to reach out, as Kelly said, and know that not only have they joined ILEA, but there is a chapter that they can relate to and they can reach into, and therein the relationship starts chapter-wise.
Luxley, this next question is for you. When I had Jennifer Urquhart on my podcast. She's a former ILEA president. And she talked about just the importance of what the I stands for, which is international. And she said that it was a struggle sometimes for the association to really be international because there's so much of an American influence to the association. But I guess the way I would see it is the chapters allow the I to be put in ILEA, and being international and having a chapter allows you to organize and to make sure that all of Jamaicans feel like they're heard and part of the overall ILEA association. Would you just talk about a little bit about that from your perspective of how important it is for the Jamaican chapter and how it impacts the association as a whole?
One thing I can probably say is that the Jamaican delegation has attended ILEA annual training conferences from every year from 2012. And it is at these conferences we're exposed to, again, various individuals across the world, really, and we're exposed to a variety of trading opportunities. Now, in terms of how the international, well, ILEA HQ, so to speak, relates to Jamaica, this is where the chapter comes into play. And it's one thing to picture this international organization all the way over there, but we can see members directly in front of you in your area, and you're able to read with them, you get a better membership fellowship. And I believe it increases that interest in the international organization more. Like I said before, in terms of the training, it's one thing to, be trained locally, but that exposure to international best practices and standards and analytical techniques. We want to be the best of the best across the world. And I think ILEA has played a key role in that.
What are some of the issues the chapter is currently working on?
We had several successes in terms of challenges. I think, like Kelly stated before, members come, but sadly, members go. And there's that constant need to replenish our membership, as well as to maintain that clear line of communication, which is the reason why one of our primary tools is our website and our mailing list. And we try to keep in constant communication with all our members. Going forward, the challenges, additional challenges, of course. The pandemic, no doubt, has taken a toll, and we all miss that gathering in physical locations. And that, you know, when you get to meet persons from organizations where otherwise you have not had a chance to meet. So there's that aspect, but we are trying our best to keep those lines of communication open and to further the objectives of the chapter.
Kelly, I do want to ask you about what issues you're currently working on, but there is one question I do want to ask you specifically about the Northern Florida chapter. Unlike the Jamaican chapter, which is literally an island, you are not an island in terms of the chapters. So there's a South Florida, as you mentioned, and there's also a Georgia chapter. How do you interact or communicate with the neighboring chapters? And if you know, how was those boundaries developed?
Prior to me joining ILEA, there was a southern chapter of ILEA. And they had, during that time, they had already designated the border that literally, if you just looked at the state of Florida, a line cutting across between, say, like Tampa and Orlando across Florida, literally just splitting the state in half, kind of designated what was the, who would belong to which chapter. Then sadly, though, during when I first joined ILEA, that southern chapter was kind of dwindling and it ended up becoming defunct. And it wasn't until just very, very recently where I helped establish a new chapter in southern Florida. We had some members at an ILEA conference that were from southern Florida that I said, hey, I think that you guys should, you know, at this point, I'm doing the whole state. It's really difficult for anybody that's in Miami that wants to be a part of my chapter because they'll never be able to attend a meeting short of, you know, no one's going to fly up from Miami because we're so, you know, such a long distance. So they shared interest and Phil and I helped to get that going. And So we were very, very beneficial to have now back two chapters going together. So, and of course, because of that, I'm very close with the officers of the Southern chapter. We've even discussed possibly having joint trainings together somewhere in the middle of the state. But they're, you know, a new and upcoming chapter, and I think they're doing a great job. And as far as the Georgia chapter, of course, I met them again during the wonderful annual ILEA conference. And of course, I've also spoken through them in reference to trainings and I because we, because Georgia is so close to where I am in Tallahassee, Florida, we kind of went back and forth about, hey, can we share some speakers and see if maybe we can both benefit from the same people to come out and start talking, because we're all dealing with the same issues nowadays in law enforcement and what's going on in the crime levels out there. So, and we did that. As far as people, if somebody that's in Orlando that should technically should be in Southern chapter and they want to be in my chapter, we're all for it. And it's same vice versa. They feel that they better fit in with the Southern, that, hey, you know, you can, to me, I want you to be where you're comfortable and where you think you're going to best benefit from the chapter. And, but we share a lot of information between all of us, and we have a good open communication. Raddick, who was prior to Phil, who was in charge of chapters and international chapters as well, he got us all the presidents talking, made sure that we knew each other and that we knew that we were here to help each other out. Because sometimes being the president, you know, it's a lot of responsibility. So he did a good job. And then Phil has taken over and helped us too, to make sure that we all know each other and that we know that we can lean on each other when we need to have some help out in those areas.
Besides COVID and the pandemic, what are your members telling you is their biggest need?
Always biggest need is training. There's no getting around that. And sadly, it is not even the training that's offered. It's making sure they're allowed to go. Even if we offer the training, sometimes, you know, whether it costs money or during the time frame, that supervision, you know, has to allow them A, to attend the training, and B, if it's the agency will afford the training. So training is always an issue no matter what, whether, you know, getting an actual training set up as well as getting those analysts being able to be allowed to attend and letting command know that it'll be beneficial for them to attend. One of the biggest things I did when we took over was we tried to make it so that, you know, so if you're paying dues, then your dues should pay for something. So we made it so that every training we've ever put on in my tenure as an officer has been free to any chapter member. We then open it up for outside analysts that aren't members that they would then have to pay. And that's what helps us with the costs of the training. But that way they can go to their bosses. They can go to the command and say, hey, this is free. You know, I can go to the, you know, and everybody loves the word free. And so training is always something number one that people say, we really need to be trained. We want to be able to do new stuff. Everything as far as technology and the world today and crime, even not even how we solve the crimes and how they do the crimes, it's constantly changing. So we are always in need of new training and new techniques to be able to do our jobs. And our analysts specifically here in North Florida, and I don't think specifically, I know everywhere, are always, you know, chomping at the bit to be able to get some good training. So we always want to try to do that. And it's quite a feat to put on trainings or even to find trainings that are beneficial. So that's always an issue with our agency. And that's why our speakers in North Florida that we do have at our chapter meetings that are quarterly, we make sure that it's almost like a little mini training, that you're going to learn something that you walk away with that you didn't know before, to not only just have somebody sharing some information, but to actually have it be beneficial in the sense that they feel that, you know, walking away, they've learned something or they're better for attending that meeting. So that's something that we always try to do as far as, you know, what our chapter needs and what they want is concerned.
Loxley, in terms of the makeup of the Jamaican chapter, what types of members are we talking about? And is this strictly police departments? Is there a military presence? How would you describe it?
We actually have a wide cross-section of persons who attend our trainings. I can list some of the organizations here. And just so you have an idea, the National Intelligence Bureau, members of Financial Investigations Division, the Jamaica Defense Force, representatives from the Passport Immigration Citizenship Agency, the Independent Commission of Investigations, the Office of the Contractor General, the members of the Ministry of National Security, members of the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, and even members of the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service. So it's a wide cross-section of personalities and knowledge bases. And we think that nexus and exposure is important towards developing all of our capacities and capabilities. As it relates to the specific trainings, just to mirror what Kelly had said, we also put on free trainings and we encourage the various partner organizations to send individuals whenever possible. And they come to the trainings, of course, free of cost, and the training seems to be very timely and very topical. And people love the training so much. There is one, always a strong demand for more training. And two, they go back to their respective organizations, spread the word about ILEA, and that's how we build our base of analysts. Sorry, let me just add one more thing. It is a personal source of joy. And like I said, I've been a member since 2011, and it's a joy for me to watch young or newer analysts and just to see that growth over time because of training and the mentorship and guidance. They are now trainers of other analysts and leaders in their respective organizations. So ILEA continues to be this great bedrock for national security in Jamaica and across the region.
Loxley, you also were there from the very beginning with the Jamaica chapter. What advice would you have if there's somebody out there thinking about creating a chapter? Is there a lessons learned maybe that you had in mind? Think of back from the way beginning.
Number one, contact Phil Paul. Number two, I would definitely say begin with the end in mind. Major Anderson, when he took over in 2014, he actually developed a 5-year 10-point action plan from 2015 to 2020, and most of these goals have been accomplished. And it ranged from conducting surveys around the different analysts across the region, just to identify their current qualification levels and to determine what is needed to take them to that next level. Right? Also, aim to register 150 analysts, registered 112, aim to train 150 analysts in the foundations of intelligence analysis training. I will train 96 across our partner organizations. I will also aim to develop FIAT trainers and instructors. We trained 8 locally, and 2 of them are bilingual. So these trainers are now training others across the world, really. We've aim to host 6 FIAT courses. We've hosted, and of course, because of the pandemic, that was interrupted. But we hope to continue those trainings soon. Like I said before, we held technical meetings. We established websites as soon as possible because that is one of our primary means of communication. We established a non-binding partnership between the chapter and American Military University. And we also sought to develop key relationships between regional chapters. Right. Again, just to answer your question in one giant summary, begin with the end in mind. So with a plan and keep that line of communication open.
Well, Phil, I am going to take Lockley's advice. He said, come see you. So what advice would you have for someone thinking about starting a ILEA chapter?
Okay, I would say the first thing I would say is you need plenty of enthusiasm, you need to have plenty of patience. The key thing is you have to have a team around you as well that can do it. Kelly, I know, will testify to that too. It's something where you have to have a cadre of people around you to support it in order to make it sustainable. Lox's talk about Jamaica having a plan, it's very good. The networking is really important too. As we've said, that there have been several offshoots, really. I don't want to call them offshoots, but as a result of the Jamaica model here being very successful from a Jamaican standpoint, some of that success has spread round, and I have no doubt it definitely assisted in the rejuvenation of the Trinidad and Tobago chapter, as well as the recent formation of the St. Kitts and Nevis. And there's a very, very close triangulation between the three chapters. In fact, when Jamaica recently hosted one of its chapter meetings with some training presentations, those other chapters were also invited to attend as it was held virtually. So those kind of nexus of cooperation and partnerships that Kelly mentioned happens in the geographical location up in Georgia and South Florida are really important. And I think becoming increasingly more important and viable because of the technological world we find ourselves in, as well as the forced situation we have where the face-to-face meetings haven't been allowed due to the pandemic. So I think whilst the pandemic has brought all the pains it has, it's also expanded some opportunities there for more things to be done virtually. And therefore that has opened up a wider opportunity where geographical barriers and borders haven't been a blockade to having meetings and having trainings, and people have pivoted and adopted that medium very well, and it's actually allowed a broader spreading. Several of our chapters now do in fact open up their training to other chapters on the virtual platform that ILEA has, and so that's a plus point. So, but definitely if anybody's interested or they listen to this podcast and they have a wherever they are in the world, as an ILEA member and as an analyst, because we all face the same challenges and frustrations globally as analytical professionals, then feel free to reach out to me. Everywhere slightly different. There's no single template for success other than enthusiasm, dedication, and commitment to the cause, which fortunately, as the director, I have in abundance through my network of presidents across the chapters. So I'm very fortunate to have the people that I have running their chapters because they do an amazing job. So anybody interested, as Loxie said, you can reach out to me and we'll do everything we can to support you and get you rolling.
That's a good reminder that there will be show notes to this episode where we'll have the contact information of all our guests. Kelly, you weren't there for the genesis of the charter, but I'm sure you do have advice for some of the growing pains that you've gone through with your chapter.
When we first started, which is the board that took over in about 2008, we had a very, very small membership. And we thought, so right there, we were like, we have to come through and see how can we get more outreach? How can we get people to know that we're here and to join and recruit? So we started compiling listservs of emails of all analysts that have attended trainings and locally in the local areas. Like I said, we reached out to ILEA International and said, please let us know of any members who join that are in our area. We did a lot of outreach to try to say, hey, everybody, come in and check us out. And that was one of our growing pains, was just finding the emails and finding the way to contact all of these analysts. Because just like Loxley had said, our membership makes up local, state, federal agencies. So, you know, a lot of us might not know each other or have normal working relationships with each other until we went ahead and did what we did. And so we had to find out how to reach out to everybody. And that was one of our biggest steps, was to say, hey, even if you're not a member, come on out, check us out, see what we can do for you. And like I said, it started to grow the chapter exponentially, and everybody, as well as the membership in ILEA. So that was one of our definite growing pains. The other was, of course, always, and I, you know, you always hate to bring it up, but money. We went ahead during the first, I want to say it was about first 4 or 5 years, we just waived any type of chapter dues, because it was more about getting that chapter membership, the numbers up, and everybody becoming active again, because it had kind of dwindled down to such few numbers. We wanted to be the core to be that networking and saying, we don't want your money. We want to make you a better analyst. We are here to make you a better analyst and push our profession out to everybody. And so that worked for a little while too. And so, but unfortunately by doing that, we didn't have a lot of money at first. And so with no money means no training. So we just had the chapter meetings for a few years. And then once we did turn the chapter dues back on, we started being able to then provide them. Like I said, once we said, you give us your dues, we will give you something for your money. And we started bringing in some really good trainers, full-time, you know, several day training sessions for our chapter members that were free to them. So, but yeah, you know, along the way, there's always bumps in the road, and it's just a matter of knowing what the true core of what it is that you're here to do. And that is to teach and have people learn and grow the profession and make us all better as analysts.
Phil, what is the future of ILEA chapters?
Okay, well, obviously, one of my objectives on the strategic plan for ILEA is to grow the network of chapters. And I use the word network because I think it's an important term to use, because rather than operating in isolation under the umbrella of ILEA International, I really like to see a lot more collaboration between the chapters, particularly in this relatively new era of virtual meetings and training that we've all become accustomed to over the last 18 months or so, even more so than we had previously. So I think that growth and network and that division of effort, if you like, around training, I've got a few plans in place where we're going to look to canvas the chapters to see what type of training they can provide, what kind of training their members are looking for, in order that we can perhaps split the load rather than two chapters run training in a short space of time on similar topics, look to spread it across the chapters and make sure we don't duplicate effort if other training is available. So I think the broadening and the increased communication of chapters in the future, as I say, taking advantage of this technological world that we're in now around meetings, that doesn't mean that some of the larger chapters, we just recently, some tremendous work being done by David Jimenez and his team down in Lone Star, which is Texas. You'll all be aware that Texas is a very, very big state. Some of those people are 6-7 hours drive apart. So the practicalities of being able to drive to attend a meeting or a training really is difficult. And as was mentioned earlier, that's not always conducive with various bosses to allow their members to disappear off to meetings when we all have pressing work issues. So I think the use of technology to try and keep in touch, provide a broader breadth of training, that's the way we want to go forward. And we need to look to diversify as well, because there's a lot of new threats out there now. A whole crime scene with cyber technology, cyberspace, encrypted cryptocurrencies. It's a different animal, and it's a fast moving animal, and it's very important that law enforcement, and particularly the analysts that support it, stay up to date and current with that. And certainly at ILEA and at chapter level, that is something that we are striving to achieve, to remain current, to remain in a position where we can provide our members with what they need, with the latest techniques, the latest processes, the latest challenges that they're all finding, in order for us to make sure that we provide everything we can to equip our analysts with all the tools they need to be proficient and maintain their profession in support of law enforcement and security in relation to analytical products.
Very good. I think that's all I have. Kelly or Loxley, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't be as eloquent as Phil and Loxley. I'm kind of just talk off the top of my head a lot, which is not always a good thing. But I think this has been great to be able to show, you know, what the chapters can do for you and how beneficial they are. I really, like I said, I'm very pro-chapter, as Phil knows, and I loved my chapter.
One thing I'd probably add to that, Jason, is the fact that the importance of the chapters can't be overstated. And Kelly's enthusiasm there, and it's absolutely right what she says. My role is such a conduit for the other portfolios as well, because the chapters embody everything that ILEA is seeking to do. So from our corporate membership involvement, who are looking to support events and training that the chapters do, through to our chapters promoting and looking to encourage recruitment for our membership directors, right through to our certification program. I know the chapters globally are really keen around the certification program. And again, the chapters do a tremendous job promoting the fact that ILEA offers that certification and the training. So the chapters really are the hub and the conduit for that ILEA, that international ILEA message to get out there to the members on the ground. And we rely so heavily on their input and their contribution that I can't speak highly enough of the work that is done by everybody involved in the chapter network.
Good. Loxley, did you want to say something?
Yeah, just looking forward to greater integration amongst chapters, and just for ILEA to continue to go from strength to strength.
Very good. Well, thank you all for being on this show and helping me celebrate the 40th anniversary of ILEA. I really appreciate you being on the show. Thank you so much, and you all be safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Jason.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Jason. Great job.
Thank you for making it to the end of this episode. We'd like to thank ILEA for the opportunity to work with them on this special series, and our listeners for your continual support. Please check out our other work at leapodcast.com, and we'll see you in the next episode.